There's a very fundamental question that's discussed by the Paiskim in Hilchot Staka. If a person says, I promise to give $1,000 to Staka, I pledge to give, you know, $10,000 to this yeshiva, we know that that's a binding chiyuv, and the person in fact is mechuyev to fulfill his pledge and give the money to the yeshiva, to the tzedakah, and there's no two ways about it. He has to fulfill his words. The question is, that which you're mechuyev to keep your words when you pledge money to tzedakah, is this a din neder? That when the Torah says moitzisecha tishmar and the pasuk says bepicha, the Torah is mechadish, that you're mechuyev al neder to keep your pledge, to keep your word and fulfill your pledge. And therefore, the reason why you have to give the money to tzedakah is because what you said was mechayev you midin neder, even though you didn't invoke and you didn't employ one of the normal terminologies that's used to effectuate a neder. You didn't say the lashon neder, but still, it's the chiddush pasuk when it says bepicha, that you're mechuyev al neder to fulfill your pledge, even though you didn't say a lashon neder. Or it has nothing to do with the parsha of Nedarim. Rather, it's a kinyan. The klal is that we say amirasa legavoya kamsirasa lehedyet, that when you pledge something to Hektish, it's ki'ilu, Hektish already acquires it, even in Choshe Mishpat, and it's as if there's a binding kinyan that took place when you pledged money to Hektish, and this applies as well to Tzedaka, and this applies as well to any Nidre mitzvah that you have, that when, let's say, you say, I'm going to give money to, you know, this meisid, they were already koine the money, the value of the money from you, because it's a binding kenyan. Amiros the gevoya kemisiros the hedyan. And therefore, it already belongs to them. It's not just a neder. Those are the two stadim that are presented in the paiskim. Ramosha in his tshuva has this discussion. Ramosha in Yeridea Aleph. And Ramosha wants to be toilet in a machlekes rishonim in Nedarim. The Gemara over there in Nedarim tells us that if a person, lemoshel, says, tomorrow I'm going to learn, three blat of Gemara. I'm going to learn three blat of Gemara tomorrow. The Gemara says, when you say that, it's a neder. If you say, I'm going to learn three blat of Gemara tomorrow, it has the halachic status of a neder. That's what the Gemara seems to say. It's a neder. And the rishonim ask that it can't be a neder. Because the Gemara tells us that there's a fundamental difference between the chiyuv of neder and shvua. What's the distinction between a neder and a shvua? A shvua is when you promise to do an act. When I say I'm going to do something, that's a shvua. Shvua is chal on the gavra. It means that you are being obligating yourself to do something. That's a shvua. A neder is not chal on the gavra, but it's chal on the chefza. You aser your possessions on someone else. It's chal on the chifetz. Or you say, this ice cream is aser to me. It has to be chal on the chefza in order to be considered a neder. So a neder is chal on the chefza, and a shvua is chal on the gavra. And the question, therefore, is, frekta rishonim, why is the Gemara telling me that if a person pledges, if a person promises to learn three blad of Gemara tomorrow, that it's a neder? Why is it a neder? If anything, it's a shvua. It's chal on the gavra. He's saying, I'm going to do something. That's a ned. That's a shvua. It's on the gavra. It's not on the chefza. So why is the Gemara saying that it's neder? So there are two mahalchim and the rishonim how to explain this Gemara. The Ran says that in chanami, the loshen of neder is lavdafka, and the Gemara really doesn't mean neder, and it's not either a shvua. It's neither a neder or a shvua. The Gemara just means to say that there's a chiv. There's a new chiv that's incumbent on you based on this pasuk that the Gemara darshins of Nidre Mitzvah. And in fact, it's not a neder and it's not a shvua. Azoizok, the Ran. Again, so the Ran says that if I promise to learn tomorrow, I make a neder to do something, a mitzvah, the halach is, when it says that you are mechuyiv to fulfill your words, it's not a neder, it's just a chiv. The Rashba and the Rosh say, no, it is a din neder, and it's a full-fledged neder that's chal on you, midin nedarim. This obligation was chal on the gavra. It was obligating you to do a maisa. It wasn't chal on the chefza. So how could you tell me that it's a neder? Zogt the Rashba, Zogt the Rosh, there's a Chiddush HaKroch here that tells you that over here it could be a nether even though it's on the Maisa. The Pasuk says the Rosh, that says Beficha Zut Staka, that's Mechavish, that when you pledge to do a Maisa Mitzvah, it has the obligation that comes with this pledge, and it's actually mechuyev. You actually become mechuyev to fulfill your words. That has a din neder, and that's nilmad, that's a limud from this pasuk of Bepicha, that even though normally a neder is only chal on the chefza, over here is the exception to the rule. And over here, even though it's chal on the maisa, on the gavra, that you're supposed to do something, nonetheless, it has the status of a neder from the chiddush of the pasuk. So there are two mahalchim. Does it have a din neder, nidre mitzvah, or is it just a chiyav incumbent on you, but it's not actually part of the parsha of nedarim? Rav Moshe wants to assume that this machlokes Rishonim is totally in his shiloh. According to the Ran, when you have a pledge that becomes a chiyav on you, that is not part of the parsha of nedarim, and if anything, it's a part of the parsha of Chesh Mishpat. That means it becomes a chiyav on you. And therefore, if let's say I pledge to give money to tzedakah, or to the shul, or to hekdesh, amirasa legevoya kamirasa lehedyet, and tells you that there's a chiyuv in chesh mishpat chal on you. And therefore, all of these chidushim that the pasuk learns out, that even though you don't invoke the proper loshen that usually a neder would entail, over here you're mechuyev based on a chiddush akra, and it has nothing to do with the parashat nedarim or shvuah. The other rishonim hold that no. The Chiddush HaKra is that over here you are Mechuyev Alts the Parsha of Nedarim, because over here the Torah said that even though normally you need a specific Lashon to be Mechayev yourself in a Neder, Bepicha is Mechadish, that over here the Chiyuv of Neder takes place even though you didn't use the proper terminology in your case. So Rav Moshe says that this Machlokes Rishonim, if the Gemara is Dafka when it says that it's a Neder, or it's Lav Dafka, is totally in his Chakira. Or in this chakira that the Paiskim all discuss. What's an afkumina lamaisa? What's the practical application of this shaila? What is the halacha if a person pledges money to a certain moisid, and there's a suffix that arises on whether the chiyav is still incumbent on him? Let's say there's a suffix if he was already mekayim his neder or his pledge. Is he mechuyev to give it misafik? So the Paiskim say that l'chayra, it should be totally in the shayla. If the chiv is mitzad hilchas nedarim, so a neder has the din of iser, and by iser the rule is safik deraisa l'chumra, and therefore you'd be mechuyev to give the money to tztaka midin safik, because since it's a din neder and safik by isurim goes l'hachmer, you would have to be machmer. However, if it's a din chishin mishpat, if the question is whether you were maknet to hekdish the money, because the rule is amiros legavoya kipsiros lehadyet, then when a suffix arises as to whether you're mechuyev to fulfill your pledge to the tzedakah or to the moisin, then the halacha would be that you would be potter b'suffix. Because by momin, by chesh mishpat, the rule is hamoitzim mechaveri olavaraya, that when there's a suffix, if you're mechuyev to give someone money, he has to prove it. And therefore, me'suffix, you'd be potter from giving the money. Another nafkamina is, if you pledged money and you didn't yet give it to the recipient, you want to now change it, mitztaka litztaka. Now, you, let's say, pledged to give to one ani, and you now want to give to a different ani, a different nitzrach, but that nitzrach is part of the same sug. You're not changing the entire category of the type of ani that you want to give to, but you want to change it to the specific recipient. Can you do so? If, let's say, there's no tzayrich, we don't do that. But if there is a tzayrich, let's say, and you want to switch it around, you want to give it to a different ani from the same need, from the same category of ani, can you do so? Can you switch it meitztaka litztaka? This is a machlekes in the Rishonim, and the Paiskim suggests that perhaps it's going to be totally in the Shaila. If it's a kinyan, it's already chal in chesh mishpat that the recipient acquired it because amiros legevoya kamsiros lehedyet. But even though you didn't actually give it to him, he was already kinyan, then l'chayr, you can't switch it because The guy was already acquired it. The guy already acquired it. He was already kind it in Chesh Mishpat, and therefore you cannot switch it under any circumstance. However, if it's only a din neder, that bepicha is mechadish, that even though you didn't invoke the regular terminology that's needed to be mechayiv yourself in a neder, over here the chiddush akra is that you're mechuyiv mitzad the parsha of nedarim to fulfill your pledge. If that is true, then perhaps it would be mutter to be mishane, to change the, you know, the target of your pledge and switch it if it's part of the same type, the same category of tzedaka that you pledged to give to. And this is a machlokes again in the Rishonim. And how do we paskin? So the truth is that it seems like it's a machlokes in the paskim how we paskin. The shach weighs in and the ktsais weighs in. The machlokes, the ktsais, the shach. And there are many, many Rishonim that seem to give indications as to which side they hold of. And Ramosha Lemaisa assumes that it's in fact a din neder, and it's not a din in Chosha Mishpat, it's not a kinyan. And therefore Ramosha assumes that, in fact, you could change, if necessary, you could change the recipient if you're changing to the same type of ani that you pledged to. It's not a different sug. It's not like you pledged to give to a yeshiva, now you want to give to the Tzorich Pidyon Shvuyim. And if you're giving it to the same type of oni that you pledged to, the halacha is that you could be mishana, according to Ramosha. And therefore, says Ramosha, the pashtus we should assume that in fact it's midin neder, this din of amiras legvoya, kimsiras legvoya, and it's not actually this din of amiras legvoya, kimsiras lehedit, and it's not an actual din chayshim mishpat, it's not a din hakno that takes place with your pledge.